Today we're going to be talking about the art of treatment planning. We all know that there's a lot of science that goes into the placement of implants, but treatment planning and discussing these types of things with patients is a little bit more of art than science. So I wanted to give you some of my experience and some of the ways that I do things. Now, just because it's art doesn't mean that it's not well organized. We have a very systematic approach in our office on how we deal with new patient consultations. And it all starts with the marketing. The proper marketing message gives you the types of patients that you're really looking for and the ones that are really interested in the implant procedures. So one of the tips, and I'm sure you may have even seen this or heard about this before, but is offer a no obligation or a free consultation and include an x-ray. That's important because we really want to break down all the barriers for patients to come into your office and allow you to have an opportunity to interact with them. So from that perspective, we really want to make sure that you know that the free consultation on the marketing message itself, the advertising message, is critical. So then there's getting them into the door. They're going to want to ask on the phone about how much the implant is and do you take my insurance. Honestly, all that stuff is pretty much irrelevant to your goal because you want to deliver certain messaging to them that's going to drive them to understand the value proposition that you're proposing. So let's say that they're in your office and they're ready to get started to discussing it with you. They come in and what's the next step? Always take that free x-ray, that panoramic image, as quickly as you can. The first thing that your assistants should help you with is taking that panoramic image. First of all, it's pretty much standard of care in all areas in America to utilize at minimum a panoramic image. Now, if you have CT imaging, that's fine. I usually wait to do a audit of what's going on in the mouth with a panoramic image. It's a great tool to use to give you an overall picture of the patient's oral health, as well as a general understanding about the shape, at least the height of the bone in the mouth, in that area in question. So you've got your pan and the patient's sitting in the chair and your assistant comes to you and says what? Well, you want them to give you an introduction to that patient. So usually all I really want my assistant to do is say, what is it that you'd like to talk to the doctor about today? And hopefully they can talk to you or tell the assistant that it's this tooth right here, or I lost this tooth, or this tooth is bothering me, and I'm wondering if I'm a candidate for an implant. That gives you a little perspective on what's going on. You know what you're walking into. It's a new patient, and having any clarity is critical. So the way I normally do it is the first thing I do when I walk into the room is before I walk in, I take a deep breath. I relax a little bit, and I know that this patient has taken their time, and this is exactly what we're looking for. We finally got our consultation in the room, and in many cases in your practice, this may be few and far between, so you may not have as much practice as I do. We see in our practice anywhere from 5 to 8 or even 9 or sometimes 10 new patient consults for implants a day. And so our system is really important to us. I don't have a whole lot of time to spend with them. So the interaction that I have with them has to be an excellent one. I have to not only know what I'm talking about, but I have to talk about it in a relaxed way. So I smile. Before I walk into the room, I put a smile on my face. And I get prepared to have a good interaction with that patient. And I want you to do that no matter what types of issues you're having in your day, no matter what problems you may be having in the operatory next door. Take a deep breath and give this patient your all. So the smile is important. When you walk in the room, you're going to say to the patient something like, I was just talking with Caitlin, my dental assistant, about a couple of items that you're interested in discussing today. She tells me you're looking into an implant today. I'm happy to help you with that. And then you ask two questions, and only two questions. The first one I like to ask is, how did you hear about my office? That's a marketing question, but it also gives you perspective. Let me give you an example. If a patient comes in and says, I saw an ad, I'm not sure if this is right for me, tell me a little bit about these implants. You're going to give a certain string of answers, including some education, and you're going to do it in a very you know, maybe a specific way. Maybe you don't have a well-organized answers, but you're going to answer certain questions. Let's give you the opposite. What if the patient says, my husband was in here, you did implants on him, and I'd like to have you do the same type of implants on me? Then your conversation goes in a totally different direction. So from a marketing perspective, you want to understand which ads are working or whether or not you should thank a patient for the referral. But from a practical standpoint, you really want to discuss what the patient wants to have done and why, their motivations. If they're just exploring, then that's a totally different conversation than my husband and I want to have the same type of treatment. He was the guinea pig, and now I'm up next. The second question, and the most important question, is how can I help you today? So they've already given you some insight into what they may be looking for. But you're going to ask that question, and then the third thing that you're going to do is listen. You're going to do nothing, but you're going to use active listening. I shouldn't say nothing. You're going to say nothing, and you're going to use active listening. Some patients are really reserved. They sit back, they talk down, and they talk quietly. If they're doing that, you don't want to be really loud and boisterous and obnoxious even and friendly, overly friendly. Maybe they're not interested in that kind of interaction. That's not the type of person that they want to interact with. Some people call it mirroring. You want to do something in a similar way that they're doing it. If they're very excited and they're joking around, then that's going to be your personality. You need to make a connection with this person, but all this is going to be nonverbal, remember, and you're going to want to listen for about 3 to 5 minutes, but that's all the time you have. So you'll sit and you'll listen and you'll do your mirroring, you'll do the interaction that they're looking for, and you're going to try your best to understand what their perspective on all of this is, and thinking about what they're saying and trying to use what they're saying. Some of this is the only insight that you're going to have besides maybe what's on their intake forms to understand their perspective. So with that in mind, you've listened now, and sometimes the patients start, and we all love these guys that come in. They say, well, in 1926, when I first joined the military, and they'll give you this long dissertation about their experience in the military and what they're doing, what their first dentist did, and their second dentist, and their third dentist, and their fourth dentist. And, you know, we want them to have a few minutes to talk to us because we want to understand, but we don't want to waste time. And so if they're able to give you an answer like this, doc, I lost this tooth a few years ago. I'm sick of wearing this flipper. I'd just like to see if I'm a good candidate for an implant or a mini implant or whatever the case may be. That's great. And that's an excellent way to have the interaction. Although the other people may give you more information, they may be wasting a little bit too much time of your valuable time. Imagine doing this 10 times a day, as well as 3-4 surgeries a day like I do, plus, you know, seeing 20 other check-ins or check-ups or exams or whatever else it is that you do on a daily basis. So if you have to redirect them, you're going to redirect them like this. You're going to say, excuse me, I hate to interrupt, but I'd really like to figure out how I can help you today and put together a treatment plan in the limited time that we have available today in this free consultation. So let me be a little more specific. What can I help you with in your mouth today, right now? What is it that you're looking for? And hopefully they then redirect and say, oh yeah, well doc, I'm missing a tooth up here and I would like you to replace that. That's of value. Whatever they say, the next step is to empathize. And the way we empathize in dentistry is like this, as a dental professional. I hear you loud and clear. You want to replace that tooth, and you're going to repeat that to them. And then you're going to say, I've dealt with this type of situation before. I understand the embarrassment of having a loose partial fall out because there's been patients that have been talking about this to me for years, and they discuss these types of things with me all the time. I see this every day. However, whatever you would like to say that makes it realistic and makes it acceptable or appropriate for your perspective or your relationship with the patient. So that's your empathize. And then you follow it right up with a solution. And the solution is done by taking a look in the mouth and doing a brief exam just in that area. If you have a panoramic image or you see something else going on, you can say to the patient, like sometimes I say this, you know, I understand that you're here for the implant and that's what we're going to talk about today. But since I have done a cursory exam here, I see that there's some decay in a few other teeth. You may or may not know that that exists. And you know, you have some periodontal disease that needs to be addressed. We're going to address that in the future, but let's focus on your chief complaint, or what I say is the issue that you'd like us to solve today. And then you solve the problem. And by taking some quick measurements on a panoramic image and doing an exam intraorally in the mouth, usually that helps me with the bone width kind of scenario. And because of that, I'm able to put together those two things. I know approximate length, approximate bone width, and what type of implants or what type of solution that I can be using for the patient. And one of the important reasons why you're only going to solve that one problem that the patient came in for is because it helps you to build trust with them. It helps them to trust you more, because they may have been at another office where they said, oh yeah, I have periodontal disease and they're not going to even see me for the implant until I do X, Y, and Z, and I really can't afford that. But I'm going to tell you from experience that if you help them solve the problem that they want today and you're able to focus on the problem that they came in for at hand, I know too often we try to do full treatment plans because we're never going to see this patient again. No matter how good you are at this, your marketing tells them to come in for a free consult on an implant and that's what they're looking for. That's the problem that I would like you to solve directly. Now, once you've built this trust and you've done this implant and it goes off without a hitch and you're able to solve this problem that that they came in for, and you were very direct, you did what you said you were going to do, and they started to trust you, and they're going to like you. And then they're going to say, or you can say, hey, now that we're done with this, do you mind if I take care of the rest of the general dentistry? Let's do a comprehensive exam and get a baseline for what's going on in the rest of your mouth, and then we can help to treat all the other disease in your mouth. And that's the art of the consultation.